USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Isaias is expected to hit the U.S. mainland today. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Isaias is expected to approach Florida later today and Sunday. As of 5 a.m., the hurricane was about 80 miles south-southeast of Nassau, Bahamas. Watches and warnings have been issued for parts of Florida. St. Johns County, Florida, like much of the state, is preparing. Spokesman Michael Ryan told WJXT that their emergency operations center has been partially activated.
Partial activation basically means a skeleton crew. Yeah, so the emergency management is there. The administration is there. We'll have a representative from the city, St. Augustine, fire rescue.
Ryan adds the county is ready to go to full activation if necessary. At the close of Wall Street yesterday, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all higher. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump may force a popular app to shut down its U.S. operations. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
President Donald Trump may force TikTok to sell its U.S. operations as the White House ramps up their concerns about the popular video sharing app, especially over its ownership by ByteDance, a Chinese company. Chinese law can compel any domestic company to hand over data it collects on users. The president said, "We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok or doing some other things. We're looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to that company." While TikTok is largely seen as an app for young people, it tracks phone locations and users' metadata like many apps, and China has demonstrated an appetite for Americans' personal data. TikTok has also faced repeated accusations of censoring content unappetizing to Beijing.
To hear news on demand, go to our website. It's usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Congress is struggling to complete a deal on a new coronavirus relief bill. Even though frustration has mounted amid missed deadlines, there is some agreement on one aspect of COVID-19 relief. The details from USA's Tim Berg.
Nearly 30 million Americans are losing the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits Congress approved in the spring to keep the economy going. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Republicans have met three straight days with Democrats, but there's no progress. He also said Republicans have offered four plans, hoping for a compromise. Democrats have not yet made a counteroffer. One thing both sides do agree on, though, is a paycheck protection program, which loans small businesses money. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says in the next bill there will be elements, again, of the paycheck protection program.
Very similar to what we had before, 60% for payroll, 40% for other expenses. That now includes the personal protective equipment and other technologies that they need in order to comply with local COVID restrictions and so forth. That costs money. But it's only available to businesses that are 300 employees or smaller who have suffered a 50% reduction in their revenues in either the first quarter of this year or the second quarter of this year compared to the same time frame a year ago. And we also set aside some of that money for businesses with 10 employees or less, the sort of smaller mom and pop and micro businesses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.